From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, with the Darling Downs Radio Club update for Sunday the 3rd of November. And I'd like to start with a question. Are you a member of a radio club, any club, and why would you join us? And let's look at a few good reasons for being involved. You get to meet like-minded people who can help you when it counts, and you can always get great advice and guidance. We're a community. We run activities, club meetings, and social events. Don't forget how important it is to connect, to chat, and have a good time. And we focus on education and training, and we can help you develop tech skills that will be highly useful in your day job and home life. Trust me, that's a promise. So think about your club as putting you in touch with a broader involvement. No matter who you know, the group will connect you with more knowledge and helpful people when it counts. There are active ham radio clubs all across the country. Check the WIA website and find one near you, or drop a line to secretary at ddrci.org.au. We'll help you find one locally to you. The Darling Downs Radio Club serves the entire region from the plains right through the Granite Belt. If you're listening to this and not currently a member, what does it cost to join Darling Downs Radio Club? It's only $30 a year, and less for concessions. That's 6 cups of coffee for the entire year. Plus, if you're just getting started or young, we can and will help you to get going, because that's what clubs do. Our next regular meeting on the 11th of November covers a really great piece of experimentation, which is what amateurs do best. Put 11th of November in your diary and come along to hear the story about the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club's high-altitude balloon experiment. David, VK3DN, is coming up from Brisbane to tell us how it went down and up. You'll learn a bit more about ham radio and some useful stuff about atmospherics and driving. Never know when that would come in handy. Monday, the 11th of November, at the Toowoomba Library, starting from 1900 local time. But you don't have to remember all that, because it's all on our calendar of events on the website at ddrci.org.au. That's ddrci.org.au. So repeating the important stuff, the Club Net on VK4RDD every Sunday at 1000 hours, ddrci.org.au for the website, and 11th of November at 1900 for the next meeting. Okay, I think that's enough repeats. Until next week, 73 from John, VK4JPM, for the team at the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. As we rush through the spring, the rising temperatures and the more frequent storms are a reminder that we have entered the official cyclone season. As I prepare this segment, the ceiling fan is valiantly chasing the warmth out of the room and allowing the body to feel a little closer to comfortable. November is really the start of the summer season for buying presents for the Christmas celebrations. I've been noting that overseas events are having the inevitable effects on monetary conversion rates, and that the US election later this week could have a dramatic result as the US dollar shifts against other currencies as well as our own. As time goes on and more advances are made in technology, it is obvious that mankind is more aware of events around the globe and more influenced quickly by changes in other countries. It has been positioned that radio amateurs have sought to demonstrate that we live in a large community, and using our equipment, skill, and enthusiasm, we can bring more people from distance into our lives. When the conflict in Central Europe broke out with the invasion of Ukraine, many amateurs were faced with moral choices as to whether they could still interact with people living within the boundaries of the invading regime. This was an issue in the world of sports and commerce, as the good nature of acceptance of others was challenged by the actions of the government. On a person-to-person level, it was equivocal, to say the least. I'm old enough to have known people who were engaged in the Second World War. The atrocities that happened to both service personnel and civilians were fresh in their minds, and acceptance of people born in the countries which were our nation's enemies was impossible for many who had been through the hell that happened. Since then, we have seen military engagements in many parts of the world, and today we greet people from so many ethnic and cultural groups just walking down our streets. We've been fortunate to share not only the growth of radio and electronics generally, but live through and enjoy the establishment of the internet. We have devices that give us almost instantaneous communications and access to news, music and culture as the world has never known. So what I feel is that we hams have a small but significant group who have fostered the breakdown of geographical and cultural boundaries and brought a level of acceptance and friendship a bit closer to our families and communities in a specific way. I like to reflect on how we can continue to engage with the world from my home. It is something that can be enjoyed when other things prevent travel. I would like to think that radio amateurs have a meaning in life, which benefits us all. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.